From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In the imagery of the anniversary of Anzac, I want to call up the recruitment poster featuring Lord Kitchener. Who can forget the image of the uniformed general and the commanding finger? Even the USA followed suit with its own version of Uncle Sam Needs You. If you can imagine the news editor, complete with headphones and suspended microphone, looking out with the commanding finger and the caption, "The WIA needs you," then you're getting the picture. There is a battle in the air, and that is securing our privileges and our bands. As part of the discussion coming out of the Institute AGM, there is a realisation that the laws and bylaws that regulate our hobby are up for renegotiation as the current documents expire. The World Radio Conference coming up has issues which impact amateur radio globally. It has been reported that the Minister for Communications has enunciated a very market economy attitude to RF spectrum, and amateur radio has allocations worth incalculable millions of dollars to the Australian economy. The communications legislation of the time is the implementation of decisions made under the ITU Treaty. What this means is that amateur radio needs you. In the scheme of things, the ACMA talks to the representative body, the WIA, which has to speak for all Australian amateurs. To give the strongest voice to the coming negotiations, just picture VK4BB pointing the finger at you and hear the words, "The WIA needs you." I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.